Okay, one of the issues we had the first couple of nights of the summer was that we were in here learning, and then all of a sudden minyanim started breaking out all over the place while guys were trying to learn Seder. So one of the questions that a lot of people asked that we discussed was, what do you do when you're sitting in a room and all of a sudden a minyan breaks out? Do you have to respond to all the amens in the chazaras shatz, in the kaddish, and do you have to stand for kedusha? Or are you trying to learn? You're trying to do a mitzvah. So do you have to stop for all of those things? So this shaila is discussed by poskim mostly in the context of people by recent poskim, certainly in the last 40 years, of people davening at the kotel. That when you're davening at the kotel, you're in one minyan, and there are eight other minyanim within earshot of where you are, and they're all saying kaddish and kedusha and sfardim and ashkenazim and all different. So what do you do? Do you have to? There are halachos if you came late to shul, or let's say you're just davening a little slower than the rest of the shul. There are halachos about when you pause in your davening to respond, even though you're in the middle of something else. So do all those halachos apply even if you're hearing another minyan that's not your minyan? So that is the issue that we're going to discuss tonight. So I think it's a fairly fascinating topic, the way it plays out at least. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Chav Hei Siv Beis and Or Chaim writes, Misha Amar Seder Kedusha, because first we're going to talk about someone, primarily we're going to be talking about someone who's not relying on the Kaddish or Kedusha that he's hearing for his minyan. He's already davened, or he's going to daven later, or whatever, he's davening in his own minyan. He's separate from that minyan. It's just that he's in the room where that minyan is happening. So there are only two places in Shulchan Aruch that I'm aware of that it actually talks about that situation. There's a whole set of halachas in Shulchan Aruch about if it's the minyan that you're davening in and you're just not holding where they are, but there are only two halachas that I'm aware of in Shulchan Aruch itself that talk about the situation where you're not relying on that minyan, you don't want to be part of that minyan, you just happen to be in the room while that minyan is going on. Ramah says, Kuf Chafes and Beis, Misha Amar Seder the Kedusha. Someone already said Kedusha. Ubala Beis HaKnesses Masa Tzibur on Kedusha. And he comes to a shul and the Tzibur is sitting there and they're saying, standing there, and they're saying Kedusha, Chozer Va'one Imahem. He should answer Kedusha together with them. So it sounds from the Ramah that it's a chiyuv, that you have to answer together with them. However, the Ramah tells you what a source for this is. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, Siman Reish Mem Tes. If you look in that Tshuvas HaRashba, Siman Reish Mem Tes, it's not clear that it's a chiyuv at all. The Rashba was asked the following shaila. Someone told him that there was a rabbi, Rabbeinu Yehonasan, that said that if you heard Kedusha in one place, and then you go into another shul, and the Tzibur saying Kedusha, Asur lanos kedusha imahem. That it's asur to say kedusha again. And this Rabbi Yohonasan said that it's a Tosefta that says this way. So the Rashba was asked by whoever asked him the question, is this Rabbi Yohonasan correct or not? And where's this Tosefta? I'm dying to know where this Tosefta is. So the Rashba says he's not correct and there's no such Tosefta. And if there was such a Tosefta, we wouldn't pass like that Tosefta, because I can guarantee you that it would be an erroneous Tosefta. The Rashba says there's no such din that you're not allowed to say kedusha more than once. Who made up such a din? There's no such din that exists that you're not allowed to say kedusha more than once. That's the whole Tshuva Rashba. He doesn't say you're chayiv. He's coming from the angle of it's not usser. So he's definitely saying it's mutter to say kedusha more than once, but he stops short of saying that you're actually chayiv to say kedusha more than once. The way the Ramah makes it sound, though, is that if you happen to be in the room and they're saying kedusha, so you have a chayiv to say kedusha. Now, even when you are saying kedusha, even if you hold it is a chayiv, Mishra Brura in Siman Sam Chav Sivkat Yud Zayin points out that it's not every part of kedusha. It's not nekadesh. It's not yimloch. It's only the middle parts of kedusha. Only the main parts of kedusha. The baruch and the kadosh, 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 the main part, main elements of kedusha that you'd have a chiyuv to respond to. You wouldn't have to respond to every part of the kedusha. So that's one place in Shulchan Aruch where this idea of not wanting to be part of the minyan but being in the room is discussed. The only other place in Shulchan Aruch that I'm aware of that is discussed is Siman Samech Hei Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch itself writes, Kara Kriyashma, V'nichnas Beis HaKnesses Matzah Tzibur Shkorn Kriyashma. You already said Shema. You go into shul and there's a tzibur saying Shema there. So Tzarich Likros Imayim Pasuk Rishon, you need to say the first Pasuk together with them. Why? So over here he gives a reason. Ramah didn't give a reason. Ramah just said, yeah, you say Kedusha again. Didn't tell you why. Shulchan Aruch over here tells you why you would say Shema. He says, Shlo Yira Ki Ilu Eina Rotza L'Kabal Ol Malcha Shemaim Im Chaverav. You don't want to look like a person who, when everyone else is being Mekabal Ol Malcha Shemaim, that you're dafka not going to be Mekabal Ol Malcha Shemaim. It looks terrible. It looks like you're protesting. I don't want to be Mekabal Ol Malcha Shemaim. So that, because that looks terrible, you have to say Shema, the first Pasuk of Shema together with them. And he says, if you're in a spot in davening, let's say, that you can't stop, that you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're in Pesukah de Zimra, where you're not allowed to start just saying Shema, So in that situation, he says, you should pretend you're saying the first pasuk. Put your hand over your eyes, say whatever you're up to, Asher Yoshev Esecha, in the niggin of Shema. So it will look like, you know, if someone's on the outside looking in, it will look like you're participating with the tzibur. It just shouldn't look like...
Even being a prokem, you can't...
He doesn't get specific now. Maybe we'll get specific. So he doesn't get specific right now about what spots you are and are not allowed to talk. But he's just saying the principle of saying Shema together with the Tzibur is that you shouldn't look like someone who doesn't want to say Shema. It's all perception. It's not reality. Whereas Kedusha, it sounded a little more like reality. It sounded like you shouldn't look like you're saying Kedusha. You should actually say Kedusha with the Tzibur, not just to look like you're saying Kedusha. Those are the two places in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Tes. On that Shulchan Aruch, on that line in Shulchan Aruch, says that it's not only Shema, Hu Adin, and I don't understand this line in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you could explain it to me. Hu Adin, Shar Dover Shat Tzibur Omrin. The same is true about other things, that all other things that the Tzibur says, Kigon, Tehila LeDavid, O Aleinu, Korei Imahem, Shekein Derech Eretz. Like Ashrei and Aleinu, you should say it with them, because that's Derech Eretz. What does he mean by that? Did they have the minhag that everyone, like in schools, they all said it together and they sang Aleinu together? Is that what he's referring to? That if everyone's saying it all together, word for word, so for you not to participate makes it look like you're trying to stand out. So then it would fit in the same category, Shema. Or is it a din in Ashrei? Is there something about Ashrei that you're supposed to participate? From the fact that this comment of the Mishmur is made on the line of Shulchan Aruch about Shema, which is all about perception. It implies strongly that it's about perception, that it's only if Seymour's going to look like they're doing one thing and you're doing something else. That's when it looks bad. So anyway, but Mishmura does mention Ashrei and Aleinu, and I think that's why it took on such popularity to dafka say Ashrei and Aleinu together with the Tzibur. But I don't see any reason why you would, if the Tzibur is just saying Ashrei and Aleinu the way we would normally say Ashrei and Aleinu. Now, Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva, Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Tes, where Rav Moshe writes, someone asked Rav Moshe, what about Yud Gimel Midos during Slichos time? Hashem, Hashem, Kal Rachim V'chanun. So you walk into a shul, you already said Slichos, and they're saying Slichos now. Should you say the Yud Gimel Midos Harachim together with them? So Rav Moshe said, I know of two reasons why you would need to respond with the Tzibur. Number one is the Shema reason, that it shouldn't look bad. And number two is that it shouldn't look bad, you don't want to be Mekabel Malch Shemayim. And number two is the Kedusha reason, that anytime there's a minion of people being Mekadei Shem Shemayim, you have a chiv to participate in that. There's no amount of times, Ramosha writes, that you need to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. You don't wake up in the morning and say, I need to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim 8 times today, so, you know, and not, no more, no less. You're Mekadei Shem, whenever there's a minion of people saying Kedusha, that generates a chiv to say Kedusha. So why do you have to say Kedusha when you already davened and there's a minion there? Because if you're there and there's a minion saying Kedusha, that generates a chiv to say Kedusha. So it becomes your chiv. That's when it comes to Kedusha. Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim? There's no chiv to say Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim whenever there's a tzibur saying Yud Gimel Midos Sarachamim is begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen to our tefillos. It's part of the general context of tefillos. You say that's the way you Yomar Yasel Fani Kaseder Azed. The Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you say this, and I'm gonna, and my rachamim will come out, and I'll start listening to the rest of your tefillos. That's what it's supposed to accomplish. But if you're not davening, why would you say the Yigdal Yisrachamim? You have no chiv to say it. Nor does it look bad if you don't say it, because it's not Kabbalah Sol Malch Shemayim. It's just begging. If everyone else is begging and I'm not begging, so that doesn't look bad. There's nothing wrong with that. Ramosh says the minig anyway is to do it. Why? What's the svara? Says the minig is based on the following svara. You're not helping yourself by saying it because you have no requirement. It doesn't make you look any worse or better if you do or don't say it, but it helps the tzibur. The more people in the tzibur saying the Yigdal Midos Harachamim, the better chance HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to the tefillos of that tzibur. So that's why you would want to say it. Now, I'm going to try to stay away from the halachas of when you're in middle of davening and whether you should respond or not. That's if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Vav, in Siv Gimel, he discusses that during Pesukim Zimur, Kriya Shema, Birch Kriya Shema, that you can respond to Kaddish and Kedusha. During Shmoneh Esrei, Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Dalet Siv Zayin says, you should just stop and listen.
you should stop and just listen to the Kedusha if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's a major discussion. Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We discussed that during the year when we were doing Masechet Sukkah about what that accomplishes if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you're just sitting there quietly. If Shomea is really Ke'ona, it's really like you're saying it, so shouldn't that be a Hefzik right in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So if it's not Ke'ona, well then what are you accomplishing? So that's a major discussion that we've shown him. Don't want to get into that right now. Now, yeah? No, it's Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch, right? It's only the two middle sections. Now, why would one not answer if you're in the middle of learning? Let's take our example. Why would you not answer to Kedusha? So once Svara, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yeralv, Simon Gimel raises, and Rav Vad Yosef raises in Yabia Omer as well. The Chuvin Yabia Omer is in, where is it? It's in Yabia Omer, Chelik Vav, or Chaim Simon Chav. Is Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah? I'm middle doing one Mitzvah. They discuss if I'm davening at one minyan in the Kotel. So should I answer to all the other minyanim? I'm Osig in my own Tefillah. So I have to answer to another Tefillah? So maybe Osig Mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah is one Svara. Another possible Svara is, Shlomo Zalman points out, go back to that Tshuva Sarashba. That Tshuva Sarashba never said there's a Chiv to answer Kedusha. It said it's Mutter to answer Kedusha. Big difference between a Chiv and Mutter. So maybe you wouldn't be Mechuyiv to do it. The other issue is if you're trying to daven, it would be very, very difficult to answer to all the minyanim around in the Kotel. But in terms of someone who's learning, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Tes Ozvav writes as follows, or they write it, B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman as follows, Hanimtzav Mokum Shad Tzibur Mispalim Vu Osik B'Limudo, if you are learning, Pater Milanos Amein Afilu Amein Yehi Shmei Rabba. You don't have to answer anything, you don't even have to answer Amein Yehi Shmei Rabba when you're in the middle of learning. You don't have to listen to what's going on around you when you're in the middle of learning, you could just sit there and learn. Especially, Yachid Sheicha V'lo Spal B'Tzibur, Sha'asalo L'Hafzik Tzibur Milimudom K'teil Tzarfim. Sometimes you have a guy who has a chutzpah, comes into a basement, he sees 10 guys doing nothing, all they're doing is learning. And he hasn't davened. So he says, come on, just stop your learning for a second and say Baruch Hu with me or whatever. Yeah, he has no right to do that. Everyone's sitting there learning, they have every right to sit there and learn. So someone asks Shlomo Zalman, but what do you do when you hear? Maybe you may not have a chiyuv to participate, but when you hear, he says, what do you mean if you're learning? How do you hear? Shlomo Zalman, I don't understand. How could you hear other things when you're learning? You're so focused. He didn't understand the question. Okay, so he didn't understand the question. But at least he held at the very least that there's no chiyuv. Now the poskim do discuss that Torah derabim is even more important. The Tzitz Eliezer in particular is very sensitive to, and he thinks early sources are very sensitive to Talmud Torah derabim, where there you for sure wouldn't have to be mafsik. So it seems when it comes to learning, at least the contemporary poskim, at least Rav Shlomo Zalman, based on the implication of that Tshuva Sarashba, would say that you would not have to be mafsik. But even if you're going to be mafsik, really only for a couple of parts of Kedusha, not for every amen in Chazar Sashat, and not to stand for the whole Chazar Sashat or anything like that. For Yehei Shmei Rabba, Damir and Bialma, right, that amen, and the two major components of Kedusha, and that's it. If you want to be machmir, if you want to be mekalek for Shlomo Zalman, also very good. Okay.